The Stations of the Cross. I was schooled in the Catholic faith, but have not belonged to any established church for over 50 years. So why did I paint the Stations of the Cross? Religious themes interest me. Like dreams and ancient myths, they contain metaphors, symbolic images that suggest deep truths common to human experience, and their wisdom remains relevant today. I am quite often seeking wisdom, something to help me through the day, the week, the year. My themes must have a personal relevance. Sometimes the imagery is very subjective, at other times it is traditional and universal, making sense to me for the first time. Sometimes I am drawn towards a subject, and it is not until I am halfway through the painting that its meaning becomes clear. So it was with the Stations of the Cross. The panels describe Christ's journey to Calvary, including his condemnation by Pontius Pilate, his crucifixion, and entombment in the crypt. Catholic churches have the 14 pictures as a prayer path, always travelling from left to right around the walls of the church. I am very familiar with the images and the rituals associated with the Stations of the Cross, and although many Catholics accept the literal meaning of the 14 stations, for me they encapsulate all the elements of great myth: God, man as hero, the battle between good and evil, courage and sacrifice. Like all significant myths, it has become part of the communal psyche within the Christian and Catholic populations. It has spawned such sayings as, "I washed my hands of this, as did Pontius Pilate in the first image," "bearing one's cross," and "a person's private Calvary." More deeply, the three falls describe human frailty. The Good Samaritan speaks of altruism. Veronica wiping the face of Christ is compassion. The cross represents the tension of the opposites, the duality which is human existence: birth, death, love, hate, war, peace. In our attempts to deal with the opposites, we twist and writhe upon the cross, which is life itself. Finally comes death, symbolising surrender, followed by transformation. The historical representations seen in the church are panoramic, involving foreground space and pictorial perspective. This gives them a realism which suits their presentation as a true story. I was concerned with developing a monumentality, closing in on the centre of the action to obtain more mythic proportions, whilst reducing the width of the whole work. So my challenge became that of cropping each image within a long rather than wide format, and to achieve a flow from one cropped image to the next. The repetitious white, black and green, the angles of the cross and the recurring drapery were devices I used to develop continuity and coherence. Historically, El Greco and Tintoretto in the 16th century used white to make their Christ figures more ethereal, and El Greco more particularly used black, grey and sullied yellows to create a sense of religious drama. Arthur Boyd used white to denote spirituality in his contemporary biblical figures. I cite these artists to make the point that abstracting the colour or removing it from reality is done for surreal purposes, to gain more symbolic power in the image making. Seen as metaphor, as Christian mythology, rather than as a true story, the Stations of the Cross transcend the historical tale, assuming deeper, more universal truths which traverse millennia.